This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the Villa at Great Lakes Crossing. Patient first name is Joseph. Last name is Harrison, H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N. Date of birth is 7-16-1954. Date of evaluation is 11-10-2023. HPI history page. Complaint psychiatric evaluation to assess cognitive assessment and to address a patient's refusal to go for dialysis. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 69 years old male who has been a resident of this facility since the 2023. Patient's chart indicates chronic kidney disease, dependence on renal dialysis, muscle weakness, difficulty walking. History of heart failure, osteomyelitis. History of seizures, diabetes, hypertension, and anemia. Period. Patient is somewhat of a poor historian. Acknowledged that he's tired of dialysis and does not want to go for dialysis anymore. But when I asked him what's the one thing he would like to help him feel better, he stated, quote, stay away from the hospital, unquote. Patient seems to understood that if he stops dialysis, he will get sick and end up back in the hospital. He acknowledged feeling somewhat down and reports that his daughter's mom passed away. He kept on stating, talk to my daughter. Joanne Watson. I did speak to a patient's daughter who stated that a patient gets upset when family is not able to visit him. She reported that they're all busy with the jobs. Your daughter was confident that they will convince the patient to go back to dialysis. Daughter acknowledged the patient does have mild cognitive impairment and forgetfulness. She stated that her mother passed away in August of 2022 and not recently. Patient denies any suicidal ideation and denies the need to be on any psychotropic medications. No history of PTSD or head injury or falls. Next paragraph. A review of systems, a general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, non-reported. Genital urinary non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no, number of prior psychiatric hospitalization, unknown, prior to suicide attempts, no, prior history of aggression, no. Next paragraph, education, 10th grade, but claims that he did go to OCC for 1 year, current occupation, worked as a laborer, relationship, current relationship, single, number of children, 8, but one is deceased. Legal issues, non-reported medical record, lab diagnostic test, letter from a chart, nursing and phone contact with patient's daughter, Joanne Watson. Next paragraph, history and habits, under review of history and habits, see medical surgical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, mental cells examination, blood pressure 138 over 65, pulse 72, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting in a wheelchair, speech clear, mood mildly irritable, thought process, periods of confusion, association, normal thought content, denies suicidal homicidal ideation, but reports that he's tired of going for dialysis, perceptual disturbance, denied level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self, place, memory, recent impaired. He could recall 3 out of 3 objects immediately, but 2 out of 3 after 3 minutes, attention, concentration, with the normal fund of knowledge, poor judgment and insight, poor. Next paragraph, under medications, current medication, no psychotropic medications. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans, chronic kidney disease unspecified, N18.9. Number two, adjustment disorder with the depressed mood mild, F43.21. Plans support provided and encourage patient to continue with dialysis. Next, number three, mild cognitive impairment. Mild cognitive impairment of uncertain or unknown etiology, G31.84. Next paragraph, disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors and new concerns. Next paragraph, ongoing follow-up with the primary care physician for medical management. Next paragraph, I counseled the patient regarding risks of not going to dialysis and encourage them to continue with dialysis. Period. Patient's daughter also reported that they will talk to patient. Nursing caregivers were also confident that patient will agree to going back to dialysis. Period will continue to follow with you. Procedure code 99305, end of dictation.